You're listening to SBS News.
A new normal.
And when it's gone, you want to get back to normal.
Reopening and life starts to get back to normal.
There isn't the possibility of us getting fully back to normal, but we want to get back to it as close as we possibly can.
Donald Trump, Jacinda Ardern, Scott Morrison. They're just some of the leaders working to get life back to what was normal for their country before the new coronavirus. Some suggest the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the reset button on the world, a change in trajectory. Now, health and safety are the pillars of the community. So what will the new normal look like? Let's start with work. Business leaders are reshuffling their workplace into a COVID-safe environment where interactions and behaviours have changed. Safe Work Australia recommends physical distancing of at least 1.5 metres will continue. In a given space, there must be 4 square metres per person where possible. Social media giant Twitter says it is unlikely to open its offices before September and employees will be permitted to work from home permanently. In a statement, a spokesperson said this:
"Opening offices will be our decision. When and if our employees come back will be theirs. The past few months have proven we can make that work. So if our employees are in a situation that enables them to work from home and they want to continue to do so forever, we will make that happen."
Businesses are weighing up ways to manage their teams. Google and Facebook recently extended work from home policies until 2021. Organisational psychologist and consultant Rachel Setti says new attitudes and structures are the way of the future.
I think that the most significant change will be attitudes to remote working. Most organisations have done an exceptional job of setting their staff up for sort of working from home and remotely almost overnight. A strategy that may have taken them 5 years, so it took them about two weeks. I therefore think we're more likely to see negotiation around sort of combined office and work from home arrangements.
Hot desks, shared workstations and equipment were implemented in workplaces decades ago to make the most of staff, machines and space. Ms. Setti says this practice is likely to be reviewed.
And my hunch is that that will be revisited and re-looked at because, I mean, we know from a hygiene perspective there's lots of downsides in terms of sharing keyboards and sharing desks. But if you combined a review of hot desking with a review of remote working and you marry those up, you may actually come up with a really good outcome. We may be able to go back to sort of a more permanent desk working arrangement.
Hygiene safety is one issue at the forefront of the minds of employers. Experts say hand sanitizer should be permanently available near lifts and entrance areas, as they are in hospitals. And employers should expect more sickies due to a change in attitudes where staff will no longer come into work when they're not feeling well.
And you'll have sort of a colleague coming and they're coughing and spluttering and, and they've said to you, I've got a document to submit or a project to finish off, I've got to be here. The corona gift has been our overnight access to the tools which enable us to work from home. So my prediction is that rather than soldier on, it's probably going to become more sort of normal and likely for that person to give their boss a call and say, I'm going to work from home today. I'll log in. I'm available for you. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm okay.
All these changes may seem daunting for business leaders, but Ms. Setti says it provides an opportunity for cultural change.
There was a recent Gallup poll back in 2017 which indicated that only 15% of the world's employees are engaged in their workplace. 85% are not engaged. That really gets me thinking that this is a perfect time for employers to reset and emerge as employers of choice. And leaders have such a rare opportunity to shift their culture towards a more engaging environment.
Barula Thurban is an icon in Australia's Greek community. With a career spanning more than 50 years, she is a pioneer in the teaching of traditional Greek dances to many generations. Nicole Inglesos is her daughter and now the head teacher, carrying on the legacy of her mother, who is self-isolating. Ms. Inglesos has adapted social distancing measures into her workplace.
Greek dancing, is usually danced in a circle and holding hands. Well, due to the
distancing measures that we have to take. We're not allowed to hold hands, but we find a way. We either do it in lines and, you know, make sure the kids are, you know, the required distance apart. Students have to sanitize their hands before entering the gymnasium and then when exiting, getting back to as normal of a life as they had before, and they're excited to learn. So our classes have been great.
But Ulla Thurban is in her 70s and decided to self-isolate because older people are vulnerable to COVID-19. She's found it difficult being away from her passion, but her daughter is encouraging her to be involved in new ways.
For her now, I'm trying to get her back into just the research. She's looking for more music and, you know, just studying the dances and so on, and costumes. So we've just had to concentrate her, you know, her efforts on something else rather than just teaching.
Let's take a look at the normal in the home. Kids are going back to school, people are allowed a limited number of visitors, and general hygiene has improved. According to recent data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, almost 9 in 10 Australians report washing their hands or using sanitizer more than usual, while 49% of Australians report touching their face less than usual. It also found almost all Australians are taking at least one new health precaution in their lives. Meanwhile, online shopping is on the rise. Research collated by senior economist Diana Musina from AMP Capital shows a 24% increase in online grocery shopping in March and an online retail jump of 8.2%, the largest monthly increase on record.
In April, online spending was running at 110% at its pace on a year ago. So clearly, there's very big rises in the online spending space. People will be bulk buying groceries for the time being. What COVID might do is just accelerate that, becoming the norm to buy groceries online, and people can see how easy that's becoming. Then online's likely to become a larger share of retail spending at a faster rate than before COVID started.
What about the environment? Have you noticed cleaner air and water? Venetians say the water in Venice's canals are the clearest they've ever been. Biologists are hard at work on coral bleaching damage in the Great Barrier Reef because there are no tourists. Environmental researcher from RMIT University, Dr. Leanne Morrison, says the lockdowns have given the natural world a chance to recover from high levels of pollution.
COVID-19 has shown us that, yes, we can really profoundly, really radically and swiftly make major changes to our way of life. It's given some space for the natural world to take a breath. We're going to have a huge drop in carbon emissions this year. There's projections that it's going to be the largest drop that we've seen to date. We'd have to keep making those reductions for at least 5 to 10 years into the future if we were going to reach carbon neutrality.
And you can get the latest on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.